top right now. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to you. Can sip with us.
I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
What are you sipping?
Well, I just finished my, I talked about it once again. We're doing a double header. So we've been talking about drinks over there on Patreon. We recorded Patreon first. So I just finished my Hive 2O PB&J. It's a hard honey cocktail.
Yeah.
And then I brought in one of these out of office ones.
Okay.
You know, will that lull me into a sleep? Into a little sleepy slumber as we you know, wind down.
Will it?
THC ones? I don't know. It's got THC and CBD, but I don't know if it tells me like whether it's an upper or a chiller, you know?
Sounds like both.
I mean, I right now, you guys, am dragging a little on the energy department because we're coming off 4 days of vacation where we go hard.
Yeah.
And then I went straight into the neck. We were supposed to stay at a hotel last night again to a concert. So I didn't go to bed till like midnight last night. So I'm, you know, we're running on fumes.
You were supposed to stay at a hotel last night, but you didn't?
Yeah.
Or
we decided not to.
Yeah.
Last minute. Everyone, there was three of us and all of us. One girl said, I wouldn't have been the first one to say I'm not staying, but one girl said, I think I'm going to stay in my own bed. You know, I love my bed or whatever. And I was like, oh,
same.
I am very excited to stay because I was gone, you know, not sleeping in my bed. You'll sleep on my couch while we were there.
Yeah.
Which I love, actually. They have a movie room. I think in my next house, if I design a house, I'm going to put like no windows in the master bedroom.
Just that cozy.
I'll put it in the bathroom.
Kind of like,
but like the blackout.
Yeah.
I love a blackout.
Yeah.
Or I'll get we don't have a movie room at this house. I'll get a movie room because maybe I don't need that every single day.
Right.
Like during the week, you want to be able to wake up, but maybe I'll put a movie room in the house and put a bed in there.
Yeah.
Instead of couches, I'll do a bed. And then if it's like, I really want to sleep. Anyway, so I was on a couch and so their message that and I said, okay, me too. I'm very much looking forward to my bed. And then the third girl said, well, I was actually not sure what I was going to do, but my dog is in heat and I was kind of worried about that.
What?
So that's perfect. I know. Her dog's in a diaper.
That's the most random thing.
Well, her dog's in a diaper. You know? And so she's like, I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry, but that's so funny.
It is really weird. I have two friends that want to breed their dogs.
My dog's in heat, so I gotta bounce.
Well, yeah.
No,
if your dog
you
is
do,
bleeding,
but,
you
okay,
have to.
It's just funny.
But it is very strange because I have two friends that want to breed their dogs and they wear diapers like every, you know, however often they have a heat. And I've never experienced that.
Yeah.
You've never, like, we don't have dogs that we want to breed, you know? So we always spay and neuter them. So it's like a new thing to me. But now I have, by proxy, experienced four heats, I think, between these two animals. I know.
Wow.
So anyway. We went to Kelsey Ballerini and then boom, jetted home.
Are they like mating these dogs to sell them or are they?
I think so.
Yeah, that's the plan.
I'm not sure entirely. I think so. Why else do you do it?
I don't know, to have a puppy or something.
I know one of them, they're both wildly obsessed with their animals as everyone is and should be because animals are just the best, you know, but they want to create more of them. They're like, oh my God, I just want another one of these because they're so amazing. So I think there's that side of it. But then also, neither of them need money. So I can't, I think that they just want to put more of their dogs into the world, maybe.
Mm.
I don't know.
Growing up, we had a little Yorkie, a teacup Yorkie.
Mm.
And we,
yep.
My mom bred her. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget that growing up because it was like this really small dog having the teeniest.
Oh my God, a teacup Yorkie.
Little tiny baby teacup Yorkie. I mean, it was.
So like how much is a teacup Yorkie? 5 pounds?
Like if that.
And then their puppies are what?
A couple ounces? I mean,
like, but holy, like a thimble. Like the size of a thimble.
A thimble. And it was this little tiny bald like. Not bald, but it was like hair. It was just like really little. I have this very vivid memory of the night that our dog gave birth And that it was just like a really big deal. And then there was this little puppy for 8 weeks. But the thing was that the mom didn't take to the puppy. So the puppy wasn't getting food. She like refused.
Oh no. She only had one in her litter?
Just one. And that she was said all no? she could fit. And she was like, no. And
I don't like you.
She wasn't allowing the puppy to like nurse or like feed on her. And I remember it being like really stressful for everybody. Like I remember my mom being stressed. And then I woke up one morning and it was like this. I remember like going into the kitchen and seeing the puppy like eating off the, and it was like calm. My mom was having coffee and my mom had stayed up all night like trying to figure it out. And it was like the skies had parted and it was this beautiful like moment. It was
wait. So then she did end up liking her puppy.
Yeah, my mom fixed it somehow. Like, I don't know what ended up happening or how, but my mom was up all night, like getting it figured out, getting it sorted out.
Oh my God.
It was
the saint.
Yeah. It was.
And cool. I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah. No.
About that, no. That your mom achieved something like that. That is your mom.
Oh, totally.
What a great story.
She sets her mind to something and she does it, but in the right ways, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
And she said, we've got a little situation here, not on my watch.
We're going to fix this.
We will find out how to love
each
other.
And these are the days before Google, because I feel like if something like that were to happen today, you'd be on your phone, like figuring out, how do I fix this? And reading blogs and getting advice.
She's doing this of her own accord.
Yeah. She was a pioneer woman, you know, when you didn't have the internet and the whole world guiding you through life.
How did anyone do anything before the internet?
I don't know. I think a lot about directions, like getting to places, printing out. Going from A to B.
Well, actually, even before MapQuest, before we even had the internet, how did you get anywhere?
You had to write things down and...
Wait, maybe you just didn't go places. How did you get anywhere?
No one went anywhere.
That's a great question.
They invented cars, but why? No one used them.
Why? Because you can't... You're driving... I mean, you can go to the store.
That's it.
You're not going over to somebody. You're not going to a new doctor's office.
No, no, no.
How do you know how to get anywhere? You look at a map, you have an atlas.
You'd have to...
Remember people had atlases?
They had to pull over to a gas station and ask for directions.
You'd pull out your map and your atlas and you would highlight it.
When people
this is vaguely coming back to me.
When people give directions these days, when they're like, yeah, you just... go down, head north. I'm like, you lost me.
You lost me. That's step number one. I cannot do.
I can't.
Head
sorry,
north.
No, yeah.
And I east, west, or when you're even then the stupid GPS says head to the route. It's like, well, that's what I would like to do, but tell me how to get there first.
That's what I would like to do.
Yeah. I don't know how to get to the route.
That's
head to
cute.
The route. I'm trying.
I'm trying.
But I'm going to sit here
you have
until
to
you
do
tell
your
me
part.
How to get, yeah. I'm ready to go.
When someone starts giving me directions, like verbal steps, I wave my hands, like
group project.
No, just what's the address or what's the name of the place? Because we got to just put it into the maps here.
You know what else my dad does? I'll say like, how far is that? How far is the airport from your house? He'll say 30 miles. I have no idea what that means.
No.
Tell me how long it's going to take me to get somewhere. So then I'll tell him, he'll say, oh, how far is this from there? And I'll say, 25 minutes. He doesn't know what that means. He needs miles. I need minutes.
Yeah.
Is that a generational thing or is that just my dad? Did your parents talk in miles?
I don't, they'll do the directions thing. They'll be, well, yeah, you know, if it depends on the time of day, if you go ahead the north, the other way, you know, they know.
Yeah. But I can't handle the miles thing because I have no idea how long that's going to take me. That doesn't help me know how early I need to leave for something.
Yeah, no.
You know?
I agree.
Miles? You tell me 30 miles, 40 miles, 10 miles? No clue.
No clue.
No clue. I know how far that is conceptually distance-wise. I don't know what the traffic is like. I don't know what the roads are. Is this highway?
Yeah.
I don't know how... I need to know... If I need to be there at 4 p.m., what time do I need to leave?
Yeah.
Do not tell
10
me.
10 miles on a freeway is very different than 10 miles across town.
Yeah.
Through the city.
So it's so funny, my dad. Yeah. Because he was a MapQuest, an Atlas guy, I guess, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man, what a wild world we live in.
We need help. Ding, 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 ding.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. You guys know we sometimes need help with a little bit of help with our brain, right? I mean, you know, where it can be cloudy in there, but let's even more than that talk numbers. Okay. Traditional in-person therapy can cost anywhere from 100 to 250 or upwards of that, which of course adds up fast. But with BetterHelp online therapy, you can save an average up to 50% per session. With BetterHelp, you pay a flat fee for weekly sessions, which is going to save you on cost big time. Therapy should feel accessible and not like a luxury to all of us. With online therapy, you get quality care at a price that makes sense and can help you with anything from anxiety to everyday stress. Your mental health is worth it, and now it's within reach. I tried BetterHelp, I think, for the first time a couple of years ago. What I love about it, you go online, fill out something that will say what it is that you're looking for. It'll give you a few therapist options. You can pick one based on your schedule and vibe. And if you don't vibe with them for any reason, you can switch it for no cost at any time. They've got over 30,000 therapists. So BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. And like I mentioned, it is convenient. You join a session from home or wherever you are with a click of a button. So it helps you fit therapy into your busy life.
Your well-being is worth it. Visit betterhelp.com/sip to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/sip. All right. Are you ready for a little two sips?
We got some people that need our uneducated help, unqualified help.
If you need some of that, email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. We're here for you. Whether it's something big or something small, give us a call and ask us a question.
Ask us a question.
All right. Ash and Call, would love your take on this. My husband has a female coworker he calls his quote unquote work wife, and I hate it. He swears it's innocent, but she texts him at night. They share memes all the time. Like their besties. Am I overreacting or is this a red flag? Thanks, Maddie.
I feel like it depends. Okay, so initially I think no.
Yeah.
Like even if they were in, I'm trying to think like if they were in John's life before I came into his life, I don't know. Maybe there is an exception there. Certainly, there is nobody that is coming into John's life after I am in his life that he is allowed to call work wife or be sending that kind of communication with. There cannot be anything post me that kind of relationship. Now, on the other side of that, I had two male coworkers that came into my life after John. That I loved. I don't know if you remember.
I remember.
If you met either of them.
Well, I remember there. I don't know if I ever met either of them, but I remember one specifically where it was like.
You actually might have met that one.
It was very funny. I feel like, you made each other laugh. Yeah.
Both of them made me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
And I would tell him stories about this at work. You know, I'd come home after work and tell. But my goal then was for him to immediately. I needed John to meet them as soon as possible.
Right.
But I wouldn't be hanging out with them. I would say maybe we might text each other, but probably not. I can't remember if we would text. I don't know. But I just knew I needed John to meet them immediately so that he would
be comfortable.
That he'd feel comfortable. He would not feel, because I there was zero attraction to either of them ever. There was never any chemistry like that, but I was obsessed with working with both of them. They made my day better every single day at work. We laughed our asses off. If John had that in a reverse situation, I think I would feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like the difference, because I also think a guy calling a woman his work wife is, and I wouldn't have used the term work husband. I would say this is my coworker. I don't think work wife is an appropriate term or work husband. I, like my sister-in-law when we were there, she has someone that she calls a work wife. It's a girl that she works with that she loves. She's like, she's my work wife. That's different because it's like girl and girl. They're just friends, you know? I can't imagine calling a man my work husband. Although maybe, I don't know, maybe I did. But John became friends with both of them.
Yeah.
You know, and he would like hang out with them and they would text him and stuff like that. And I never hung out with him one-on-one outside of work ever, ever, ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with you that there's something in the name that would make me very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So when Chris had like a 9-to-5 there was a woman that he was really close with who like he they would talk a lot and they would joke mm-hmm. and it was like they were close. They were mm-hmm. that happens at work. You get really close to people because you're spending a big part of your life there and you have yes. you know, it's this bond where you know what the other person's going through and that's you bond through stress and through things you're being asked to do and managers and the whole thing.
But and you make jokes under stress. And so then you get to see their personality, all kinds of things.
When yeah. they would talk, it would be on speakerphone. So like I could hear stuff. Mm-hmm. They would send each other some things like every once in a while at night. But Chris would be like, oh, it's Amy. Yeah, this is like a funny thing. And he'd share it.
Yeah.
And then they would have these parties that I would go to and I got to know her and her husband mm-hmm. and she's so lovely and we all yes. got along and there was nothing to hide ever mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and it wasn't ever obsessive, right? There's like right. a difference. So I feel like with this specifically, it's do you feel like you could ask what are you texting about or what are you joking about openly? Like, are you being let in mm-hmm. in any way?
Is he weird about his phone?
Yeah.
Like if he leaves the room, does he ever leave his phone, you know, or leave the car to get gas? Does he leave his phone and, or is he like weird about things?
Is he talking to her about you? Like, mm-hmm. is there a world where, you know, you right. kind of get involved and it's like, oh, you know, like there've been times where I've been on threads with guys that I work with and their wives mm-hmm. talking about, like, you bond, right. he's not solo. He comes with you.
Yes.
So granted, they're going to have their own separate relationship, but you should very much be someone that he talks about that like knows about the kind of communication that's going on that can mm-hmm. like participate in that way. I would be very uncomfortable with the term work wife. And I would tell him that that bothers me. Mm-hmm. And I would ask if you can meet this person, like ideally.
Yeah.
And I would also like be okay saying like, hey, I just like want to be let in a little bit on this because it's if you could put yourself in my shoes and if I was texting a guy all the time and calling him my work husband, you might feel pretty uncomfortable, like help create mm-hmm. some empathy around that. Mm-hmm. But I would say like it's good to have friends at work. It's great to have friends of the opposite sex in general and at work. But like, I get where you're coming from and I think you should trust your gut and I think you should ask questions and you shouldn't feel bad about that.
Yes. Agree.
All right. Serious question is the subject line. Ash and Call, this is important. What fast food place has the best fries? My friend says Wendy's, I say McDonald's and we need a tiebreaker. Oh.
I say, don't know. I don't know either of those. McDonald's fries, I think, are good, but they contain gluten for some reason. It's potatoes. Why does it have gluten in it?
Right.
There is nothing gluten-free at McDonald's, which is insane to me.
Yeah.
I actually think the best fries, I think, was it Carl's Jr.? Not Carl's Jr. Jack in the Box?
Oh, no.
The curly fries. I feel like Jack in the Box has curly fries, which I think are really good, but I haven't had that in years. The fries that we get on a regular basis are the Chick-fil-A, which are waffle fries.
Okay. I love
but a good I waffle like fry. Sometimes I get them and they don't have enough seasoning or salt on them. Okay. So I only really like them if they've got a good amount of salt.
Yeah.
Like a salty fry.
Nice.
Which is, I think, what McDonald's does very well, but I cannot remember a Wendy's fry.
I can't remember a Wendy's fry either. I love a McDonald's fry. Mm-hmm. I do.
They're good. They're salty, crispy.
Oh,
so good.
But they have to be hot. They have to be really, uh-huh. you can't let them.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're inedible if they
20
cool
minutes.
They're turned.
It's a different fry.
It's cardboard.
It's a totally you can't different
even bite
fry.
Through it, I yep. feel like. Yeah.
It's not fast food, but the best chain is Red Robin.
The steak fries.
Yeah.
Steak with ranch. Fries. Oh my God. I haven't had Red Robin steak fries in probably 15 years.
So good. And it's because they taste like a JoJo.
I need to go get that.
Are JoJo's called JoJo's everywhere?
I mean, I know them as JoJo's, but I'm also from Oregon, so I don't know.
They're
but JoJo's.
Like a steak fry.
Yes, but
are
with
the
more
same?
Seasoning
are
and
JoJo's
like a little crispy.
Steak okay, they're a little
no,
different.
No, I don't think so because JoJo's, I think, are like triangles.
Okay.
Like long try, you know, they're like wedges, I guess
yeah.
wedges,
yeah.
not flat steak fries.
Dude, we found flat this place. Long. This is pizza place. It's so good.
Oh my God. Pizza sounds good.
And they have
shit. I guess I'm
their
hungry.
Like thing is they do pizza and they do like JoJo's. and they'll give you this entire pizza box full of JoJo's that you can like take to a party or whatever.
It's so good. Do you know what fry I just had recently? What? We had it in Texas. Wingstop. I don't know if you have Wingstop in Oregon.
Why does that sound familiar?
It's a bunch of wings. They have a million different sauces. It's all they do is wings. And then they have fries. And I think those fries might be some of my favorite because they're salty, but they also have like a little hint of sweet.
We have a Wingstop.
Oh my God. Get it.
Literally you need to order it this street from us.
Colleen, do you guys like wings?
That's why this sounds familiar. This is
five minutes from the fries. Absolutely get the fries. Even if all you do is get the fries. But I also like things to have a little, like I like savory sweet, and there is some sort of seasoning on them that has like a little titch of something sweet. I have a visual on this.
That's so random. That's why it sounded familiar, because it's, yeah, I've seen this place before.
It's very, I love their wings. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm. Nice.
Now I'm craving fries.
All right. Have you ever wondered why you don't feel great the morning after a night out? I'm telling you what, Ash, it is different drinking when I'm knocking on the door at 40 than when I was in my 20s. Mm-hmm. And the things I got to do the next day are a whole lot different now than they were then. Yeah. That's why I love ZBiotics. Chris and I are a stone's throw away from heading out to Hawaii, and we definitely want to have fun, but we also want to go on adventures the next day. I'm bringing ZBiotics with me. ZBiotics is a pre-alcohol probiotic drink. It's the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's a buildup of this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for rough days after drinking. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make pre-alcohol your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I love these little pre-alcohol before I drink drinks. They're in these cute little containers. Whenever I have them, it's funny. People will be like, what's that? You know, there's something about them that people are drawn to. They're super cute. But I truly do notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I really can plan on doing the activities I want, right? Like feeling okay without worry. And I got to admit, I was skeptical about ZBiotics. I didn't understand how something in this cute little tiny capsule container would actually make a difference. But Chris and I both gave it a shot, and we both can tell you it actually works. And now I'm taking it with me everywhere I go, even on vacation.
Spring is here, which means whether you got a vacation or not, there are more opportunities to celebrate warmer weather. Before drinks on the patio, your tropical vacation, or your best friend's wedding, don't forget your ZBiotics pre-alcohol. Drink one before drinking and wake up feeling great the next day. Go to ZBiotics.com/sip to learn more and get 15% off your first order when you use code SIP at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, head to ZBiotics.com/sip and use the code SIP at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Yes. All right. Hey, ladies. I cannot with group texts anymore. My phone is constantly blowing up with messages. I feel guilty for not getting back or muting them. Am I just a bad friend, or is this normal being in my 30s and my response to chaos help? I feel like we were just talking about this a couple weeks ago, a little bit of like, what do you do if you are doing anything else for an hour or two and you miss 40 messages? And like, how do you come back in? Like, cool. I feel like this is totally normal. You're not being a bad friend. But I also feel like sometimes when things trigger me, like group texts, you shouldn't feel bad for muting it at all.
No.
But I would also like, sometimes for me, it's my nervous system where I'm like, okay, I need to.
I'm overwhelmed.
You know, there's like something else that it could be triggering, I feel like, or signaling of like, one, it's totally okay to mute. Second, it's totally okay to put your phone in another room for a couple hours, like go for a walk.
Yes.
Or like,
I was just talking to not
respond.
About
you don't have to respond.
Yeah.
You know?
This idea that like the second we message someone, we're supposed to just respond. Or the second we get messaged, we're just supposed to respond. This idea that people are available on my schedule.
Yeah.
And I haven't figured it out yet. Because sometimes I'm quick to respond and sometimes I'm not. And it sometimes depends on the person. It sometimes depends on my mood and maybe like my bandwidth at that time or something. I don't know. But the idea that
it's instant, like the time instant, expectation, what would you say the expectation is for getting back to a text? Like just in general that people.
I mean, I think it depends on the person because like if they're working during the day, you know, I know they're probably not going to get back to me until after they're off work.
Yeah.
But I would say the expectation is probably like within like 2 hours feels like I want to be like, oh shoot, sorry for the delay. Like 2 hours feels like it should be within 2 hours. And even at 2 hours, it feels like, oh shit, I took a long time to get back to you.
And it's
something.
That constant pull where you see a notification and because if you're the one getting the notification and you clear it, then you have to like remember it. Or if you don't clear it, then every time you open your phone, it's looking at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like that is a lot. If you like in the group text when it's high volume like that, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And it is.
I mean, I definitely don't think you're a bad friend for muting it. But also I have people like my cousin will be on like we'll do family group messages or whatever. And if he can't come to the thing that we're talking, he'll just leave. He just leaves. He has left so many group chats, whereas I'll like let it ride, you know? Because it's like kind of, it's like, why don't you punch me in the... And I think that is good. That's a good boundary he has for himself. But it feels a little bit like so-and-so left the chat. Cool. It's like, oh, why don't you just punch me in the face on the way out the door? Do you hate our guts? Do you want me to die as
well? Just keep bringing him back in.
I know.
Oh, hey, looks like you somehow got taken off.
I had another cousin that did that one time. He kept leaving. He's like, oh, you somehow got left out. He was doing it as a joke. And then he just kept leaving. But I don't mind group messages. I don't I don't mind. But I think it's also because I'm on my phone all day long for work.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm like in the middle of something where I can't, I don't get back to it right away. Or I'll see that there's messages coming in and multiple and I'm like, I've got a problem. So I don't even tap in. I want to leave it unread so that I know to go back to it later. But it doesn't, group messages don't tend to overwhelm me.
Yeah.
I don't feel like.
Do you think there could be any connection to introvert, extrovert?
Yes.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Like where do you get your energy, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think sometimes.
Because I like there to be some energy in the chat. I like it.
I'm in a group text that it's like my favorite one I've ever been in. Because it's like a safe place to go to talk about like just whatever. Yeah. Like tonight there was like the storm, but it's not popping all the time. But it's like every day there's usually just like a little something and something. It's nice. It's a nice like connection. So I think it depends on the group too.
Connection point. Yeah.
If it's like a group thread that is about an event and it's people you don't really know or you never really talk to, it's like, I can see how that would be like, dude, I'm overwhelmed because I can't keep up with these people that I really shouldn't be having to keep up with.
Yeah.
Like I think the appropriate timeline for like post event is like a couple of days, like within a week it needs to kind of wrap unless there's an event that's relevant, like the merch that I'm wearing. There's the or pictures or like, like news about something that's relevant to that event.
Yeah.
Right.
I also feel like sometimes I'm in group texts and I maybe don't have a dog in a fight of like, what time should we meet or which restaurant should we meet at or something like that? And people go back and forth, ping, ping, ping. And I'm like,
just take me for the ride.
Wake me when you're done.
Yeah, like, I can't.
I don't care. So I will not be in, just tell me what time and where we're going and then I'll be there. But like, and that's a weird example. Like, you know, they'll be going back and forth about all kinds of things or like, the current event that's going on. Like I remember when like things with the Royals, I don't care about the Royals really. I mean, not to the extent that some people do. I can't, I mean, I want to have like a little bit of a pulse, but it's not something I need to be like, I'm not in conspiracies about it. I'm not interested in a lot of conspiracy things. I don't think I'd even be interested as much as I like to talk about it here with you. I don't think I'd really be interested in a group text about Justin and Blake.
Well, yeah.
You know, like, format, I don't look, I format, think I want to be hashing. That's why I have a podcast.
Yeah.
I don't want to be hashing it out over text.
I do agree with that. I feel like I do much better. I mean, I've always done much better in a one-on-one.
Yeah.
You know, or small group.
Yeah. And in a verbal thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
If there's like a big back and forth going on.
I feel like
so. Okay. I don't know. I don't know if there are rules.
It's okay to take a back seat. I do think,
long story short, do what you want to do.
Group tech stuff is, I wish there was a psychologist in like how group think happens, whether it's on text or outside of tents, like the dinner examples.
Oh yeah.
You get a bunch of people together and it's like, how are the decisions getting made? Who's really taking control? A lot of people who say that they don't care oftentimes are the ones who then you find out, oh, you do care.
That's why it was a bad example for me to give, because I actually very much do care where we go to eat and probably what time, you know?
Yeah.
But there was an example I thought the collective could relate to, but I'll have
you'd
an
like
opinion
to steer
on where
the ship.
Going.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ash and Cole, I need advice quick. My best friend married this man who I think is the worst. Oh, he talks over her, makes terrible jokes, and low-key flirts with other women, including me. Yuck. Do I tell her how I feel, or do I let her figure it out on her own? I'm dying inside.
No, you can't tell her how you feel.
She's married.
Because she's married.
Yeah.
That you ship could have told her how you sailed. Felt initially in the relationship. Now you just deal with it. And that would fucking suck. That'd be, because it's your best friend.
Yeah.
And you see her being mistreated. And you also don't want to be around the guy. And some, I don't know how she is, but like some people, it feels like they like don't do things without their partner sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it's like every time you're around, are you going to have to be around him more? You don't want to go to his house. Like that is going to change the dynamic of your relationship probably. And that is a bummer. But I don't think you can say anything.
Not even about the flirting.
If someone was flirting with me, I mean, I don't know that I would say it about other people, because like she said borderline flirting, didn't she?
Yeah, like,
so like that's interpretation. Mm-hmm. But if he's doing something that makes you uncomfortable, I might figure out a way to address that.
Yeah.
At some point. But also I would be curious of like, are you just viewing him through a judgmental lens because you don't like him? And so you're seeing, cause like, so we were just in Dallas this last weekend with one of my really good friends and her husband, you know, Shannon and Sean. Yeah. I've talked about them here. And Sean and I have a really great relationship.
Yeah.
And we banter a lot and, you know, laugh about whatever. Like we have, it's the same with like Chris and I, like we can, right? And so if, I don't know how like make that relatable to, but like, I guess if someone didn't like him or Chris or something, and they saw me talking with Chris or Sean like that, where we're joking and we're laughing and we're like, crap, whatever, maybe someone would be like, is he flirting? Like, he's just doing this. I don't know.
Right.
But like, are you viewing him through a lens that isn't accurately presenting the picture that you're seeing, but you're viewing him that way?
Yeah, what I would do.
I don't know.
I feel like it's one of those things where, yeah, the ship has sailed. I think even if it was a friend, it's like you can't come at it of like, I don't like this guy as much as like, hey, I just want you to know that if I'm like, if it seems like I'm struggling a bit, like in the context of hanging out, it's because I am, and I'm just trying to find my footing, like with your significant other, and I'm not, I don't really know, like if we're like driving and I don't want that to be uncomfortable for you and I'm trying my best and like, but like, I don't really actually know, but like that ship's gone regardless. It's like neither here nor there. You've missed that opportunity. But if there's flirting that's happening or something that's making you uncomfortable and you're in a group and it's something that you can say out loud in real time, I think that could still be effective where you're like, dude, no thanks.
Yeah.
Like I would hope that if Chris was doing something inappropriate, that someone that I love would actually be like, your beautiful wife is right there. Like, what are you doing? Call it out. And then if it's nothing, then you might get checked and people be like, dude, no, like this is whatever. But you're at least it's like being talked about if it's something that's really eating at you. Right? I don't know. All right, we have a couple more two sips, but I think we should take that over to Patreon. If you're not over there, patreon.com/youcansipwithus. We're not only doing Fridays over there, but we have a new tier available. It's the You Must Really Love Us tier. It's $10 a month. That is less than the price of two lattes at Starbucks. Guarantee you. And we'll give you a much better high than that.
Ooh, good one.
That tier includes bonus content, so you don't want to miss it. Ding, 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 ding.
There is never a bad time to elevate your wellness routine. Whether you want to relax, recharge, or refocus, Viya has the perfect lineup for you. If you haven't tried them yet, you're seriously missing out. Whether you need to unwind, refocus, or boost your mood, Viya is here to enhance your everyday and night. Trusted by over 500,000 happy customers, Viya is changing the game in natural wellness, blending powerful, high-quality hemp-derived ingredients to deliver real effect-driven benefits. Whether you're looking for better sleep, have a better libido, improve focus, recover, or simply relax, Viya has a tailored solution just for you. With products ranging from zero to high cannabinoid levels, Viya lets you fully customize your experience to fit your needs. So if you're looking to support your daily wellness routine or enhance focus and clarity, maybe you want to unwind with deep relaxation, Viya has you covered. They've got award-winning effect-forward gummies and also calming drops, but every Viya product is thoughtfully crafted, made with organic lab-tested hemp sourced from trusted, independent, American-owned farms.
Have you had the Flow State one yet?
No.
Okay. So Chris, because we were lucky enough to, through the partnership, get to try a whole bunch of these. So they sent us a bunch of different kinds. I've loved everything I've tried, but I hadn't tried the Flow State one. And Chris was, because we had the bottle like in our pantry and I was seeing it go down, down, down. I tried one day and they really do help you get into a flow state flow to get state. Things done. We loved it so much that after we ran out, he went on and bought like 10 of them.
Oh my God. The flow state specifically?
Yeah. Just flow state. That. He's loving it. So
and if you're not sure where to start, they do have a product finder quiz. So you can get your personalized recommendations for whatever your needs are.
If you're 21 or over, treat yourself to Viya's annual Spring 420 sale. Black Friday level savings up to 35% site-wide right now, up to 50% off packs and bundles, and get a free gift plus more savings with your first order using our exclusive code SIP at viahemp.com. Plus, enjoy free shipping on orders of over $100. That's code SIP at viahemp.com. After you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Enhance your everyday with Viya.
And
all right, let's bring it home with a little rant.
Rant.
And rave.
And rave.
Okay, my rant.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what's on my to-do list? That is like, I really have to do it soon. Go to
Texas.
The... DMV.
No.
I have to go to the DMV, which means I have to go basically serve a DMV sentence. I have to commit to an unknown.
What do you have to do?
I have to get the real ID thing.
Oh, yeah.
Have you already done that?
Yes.
Did you go in to do it?
Yes. But a couple of years ago, like we needed to just get Arizona driver's licenses or something, or we were moving. There was some, I think I was getting Arizona driver's license. So it was like, we were going to go anyway.
I must have just missed it. Like the last time I got my driver's license updated, I must have, it wasn't an available option. Mm-hmm. So I have to go and I have to pick a little ticket that's like, I'm 325 out of 1,000 people and I have to sit in the chair and wait and spend my life there and then go up and talk to someone who's working on a typey-typey archaic system, like the whole, and fill out paperwork with questions that don't make sense. There's no appointments near me.
It's going to be late.
I've tried. Yeah. There's nothing. I think it's because it's crunch time.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you just have to go.
I have to go.
For an unknown amount. Yeah, that's a nightmare.
The DMV, what's the deadline? Has to be, it's soon. I think it's May.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it needs to get done. Like I just, you know.
Have you Googled
I have a passport.
When is the slowest time?
No.
I don't know, maybe ChatGPT or Google knows like when is the DMV the least busy?
Yeah, good thinking.
I don't know, man.
I get antsy. I get antsy in those type of environments too.
Yeah.
It's like the post office. It's just not comfortable and you don't really know where to go. And it's just, it's not super nice. You know,
I left my entire makeup bag in Dallas because I didn't pull it out and I forgot it in the bathroom cupboard.
Yeah.
And I noticed it last night when I was going to the concert and I said, oh shit, I think I left it there. Jesse said, oh, I found it. I'll mail it today. I said, don't even. I loathe the post office. My Eric's coming out in a couple weeks. I said, just send it with him then. Oh. Like, I'm not sending you to the post office. I don't hate you.
Yeah. You're going to end up spending more than what's in the makeup bag to ship it.
Yeah. Don't even worry. Don't worry. Yeah. Post offices. DMV, I think, is worse than the post office.
I agree.
Because that is a long commitment. I mean, you could be there for a couple of hours or you could be there for 20 minutes. I know. Like, who knows? But no one's happy. They're all always rude. That's true at the post office, too. Everyone at the post office is rude, pretty much.
Like, listen, there's so much that needs to be done to, like, improve systems. Like, the DMV, like, this is wild to me that it's the same computers and systems and stuff that they've been using for 100 years. And I'm being dramatic, but it's archaic. Crazy.
No, but it's true. It's true. There are some things that still shock me. Like, this is still what we're doing.
Yes.
This is still what we're doing. We went to the get the kids annual like physicals or whatever, their checkups this week. And she goes, oh, did you happen to bring your immunization records? Because you have to like bring them in and they write it. And I said, what are we doing? How are we still giving people pen and paper? And then giving them to parents to show what? To the school or whatever? Like, this is their immunization record? Pen and paper?
Yeah.
And I know they have an electronic log, but like, why is that? How is that still something, you know, some of these systems? Yeah.
Bananas. What's your rant?
Speaking of a system that I hate.
Yeah.
Rental cars. Oh. So I don't mind it at certain airports. Oh. Like, if they're small airports and they're right there, one thing. But
I'm
renting a car
thinking about this.
At a big airport and you have to shuttle?
Ugh.
Forget it. Are you kidding? We literally decided because at Dallas, Fort Worth, it is a pain. It adds at least probably an hour.
Wow.
Like, you go outside to the shuttle, you wait for the shuttle. The shuttle picks you up. You drive for a year to the boondocks of the airport and then it drops you off. Then you wait in that line. Then you get up there. Then you got to go find your car and then you drive and you got to check that. It adds at least an hour probably from the time that you land.
Easy.
And then the return,
the shuttle?
You know, the return
is the beginning.
Oh my God. I mean, it really could just
that's
be shuttles.
That's the tip of
airport
the iceberg.
Shuttles are the death of
the
me.
Last time we rented a car, we were in the shuttle, got out of the shuttle, and then Chris, like, I watched the suitcases and he was in line for an hour and a half.
Oh my God. And then if you have kids and you have all the luggage and kids
and, you're
and
so
car seats.
Antsy. And then it's like, okay, check out at the God. Thing and you got to go to the garage and go down a thing and then wait in line to get out. It's a nightmare. Vegas is pretty bad. I mean, it's faster. It sounds like that way faster than Texas, but it's so, I dread it. It really does add so much time when you're
it
just trying
so
to get out.
Mm-hmm. So we ended up not doing it. We ended up doing, because we were looking, it was like not bad for 4 days. It was going to be like $130 for an SUV. It's like pretty cheap. And instead we were like, we don't want to fucking mess with that. So, and we knew we weren't going to be driving that much. It would have been nice to like have to go to the store and stuff.
Right.
But we ended up paying, it was like an $80, $90 lift each way because it's just more convenient. And we weren't going to be using a car that much while we were there. So it was like, you know, but rental, I just hate it.
Me too.
Oh my God. And then have you heard of Turo?
Yeah.
So they at Dallas, it used to be they would park it in the parking, and that's how it is in Portland. Yeah. They park it in the parking garage. And so it's nice. It's just like as if you parked in the, you know, short-term parking or whatever, it's very easy. But then they moved the Turo lot because it's getting too big out way the hell, like even farther than a rental office. Oh my God. So then we just didn't even do that. We're just, but the rental car situation.
Bad.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
All right, rave time. So we're not doing faves on this episode, but the Severance finale, season 3.
So good.
For those of you who watched the show,
knocked your socks off.
It knocked my socks off. And it's been a while since I've seen a finale that well done. It was like one of the best finales I've seen of a show. It did just get renewed for, I said season 3. This was season 2. It got renewed for season 3.
Oh, for season. Okay.
It was incredible. And my favorite part, and this isn't giving anything away, this won't land if you haven't seen it. So I'm talking just specifically to the people who've seen it. But one of my favorite parts, so along the way in the season, they give these little like rewards for these it's like these office workers who really are in hell and they're like suppressed people. And then they'll give these rewards like you did this thing and you've earned a waffle party. And they're like these ridiculous, like mm-hmm. it's like almost making fun of corporate life, mm-hmm. but like you're mm-hmm. sacrificing your identity and you get a waffle fucking party. Yeah. It's yeah. great. And so they like are doing this really big thing. And then like the very last reward was one of the best 5 minutes of television. It was nuts. Oh. And it was so great. And if you haven't seen Severance, there's definitely like, this is a season that's a slow burn. I would say the show in general is a slow burn because mm-hmm. there's nuance and there's layers and there's parts where you're like, why is this even happening? And how is this yeah. even connected? And there were times in this season where I felt like my eyes were like lost. And then the way it comes together, Ben Stiller, man, like hats off to him.
Oh, is he in it?
He's the, no, he's like the creator of this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. And it like, damn, I had no clue, but it's like one of the most successful shows on Apple ever. Oh, yeah.
I feel like right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, what's your rave? Bring us home.
My rave is just, it's got to be the trip to Dallas. Yeah. We took this trip to Dallas. It was so much fun. There is just something also about being with family. Like I yeah. love being with friends. It is, I have so much fun. I never, you know, wish it was family instead of friend. Like I love being with friends, but there is something about being with family that is just like my kids get to be exactly how they are and they're built in, you know, it's like, this yep. is this family. And I was making a joke how Mac, I think his personality is one of my favorite personalities on the planet. I love it. Okay. But he means business all of the time. He screams. He does his own thing. He marches yeah. to his own drum. He'll try to buck the system. The screaming is really like dad, 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 dad. Yeah. I mean, and he'll do it to yeah. anyone. He'll do it to, it does not have to be mom or dad. It will be whoa. Anybody, yeah. any adult.
Yeah.
And I very much love him. His personality does not bother me at all, but I made the joke like, had it been one of, because we had another family that joined us there, friends, had it been one of their kids that acted like that, I think some of us would have been like, whoa, like that kid's a lot. And instead, everyone's just like, oh, ha, ha, Matt. Like, there's just buy-in. And yeah. also, there's no judgment. You just like, even me or John or whoever, like, you can act however you sleep in as long as you you're want, or you drink, or you
yeah.
eat. Like, you're just the ease that comes with being with family.
Mm.
I mean, it was an amazing, amazing, amazing weekend. And we had friends there too. It was best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
But also the family that we were hanging out with, I feel like I would be friends with. You yeah. know, like, it was just great. But yeah, there was something about like just the comfort that comes with being around family, you know?
Yes.
An acceptance of however you show up.
Yep.
Or wherever any of you show up. It's beautiful. So yeah, we had the best time. And we have the best time with you.
Always.
We have a really good time over on Patreon.
Yes.
So come on over there. That's where the squad is now. Yep. It's where the good goods are happening. And if nothing else, I mean, you can sit with us always.
And we will see you.
See you what? Some Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Into Tuesdays.
In a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
We're still working out the ending here, guys.
See you on.
But we'll see you.
Someday.
We will see you. We'll see you at some point.
Bye.
What more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
same.
Sign me up.
Same, same, same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get yeah. raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron.
Just give up your latte one day. One day mm-hmm. out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.